Joseph went in and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brothers and their flocks and their herds and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? So they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers. They also said to Pharaoh, we have come to reside in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks. For the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now there Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is at your disposal. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know any capable men among them, then put them in charge of my livestock.
Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them property in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had ordered. Joseph also provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with food according to the number of their little ones. Now there was no food in all the land because the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph collected all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, in payment for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. When the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph saying, give us food, for why should we die in your presence? For our money is gone. Then Joseph said, give up
your livestock, and I will give you food for your livestock, since your money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for the horses and the flocks and the herds and the donkeys. And he fed them with food in exchange for all their livestock that year. But when that year ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, "We will not hide from my Lord the fact that our money is all spent, and the livestock are my Lord's. There is nothing left for my Lord except our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our lands? Yahir Bepreus, and our land for food, and we and our land will be slaves to Pharaoh. So give us seed so that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For every Egyptian sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's. As for the people, he relocated them to the cities from one end of Egypt's border to the other.
Only the land of the priests he did not buy, because the priests had an allotment from Pharaoh, and they lived off the allotment which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Behold, today I have purchased you and your land for Pharaoh. Now here is seed for you, and you may sow the land. At the harvest you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and four-fifths shall be your own for seed of the field, and for your food and for those of your households, and as food for your little ones." So they said, "You have saved us. Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt, valid to this day, that Pharaoh was to have the fifth. Only the land of the priest did not become Pharaoh's. Now Israel lived in the land of Egypt, in Goshen, and they acquired property in, and were fruitful and became very numerous. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 4,470 years. When the time for Israel to die drew near, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "Please
If I have found favor in your sight, place your hand under my thigh now, and deal with me in kindness and faithfulness. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but when I lie down with my fathers, you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do as you have said. And he said, swear to me. So he swore to him. At the head of the bed.